Well, in the way that Sangharakshita talked about it, integration is about gathering together our scattered energies. This is quite basic and important stuff. We've got the monkey mind or the butterfly mind, whatever you want to call it. We are all over the place. You know, so his basic point was that we need to gather or integrate those scattered energies. But also, if we can gather them and focus them, then basically we can go deeper into meditation practice. If we're focused, we're integrated. The way that I would use it, I'd probably say focus more than integration. But that's what it's about. It's about capacity to focus. So one of the most important things, which I think will come out in the course of this home retreat, is that there's a point which I call basic presence, which means that we're basically present in our experience. Simply that. The traditional term for it is upachara samadhi, access concentration, it's often referred to as. And that's a point at which basically distractions have gone into abeyance for the time being. This kind of basic presence is when we're present in our experience and we're present to whatever we're focusing on. So if we're focusing on the breath, we're present in the experience of the breath or in the experience of the body, or we're present in the actuality of love, of metta. From this basic presence, we can open out in a way to any kind of meditation whatsoever, including just sitting, including that which is in the center of the mandala. In terms of the way that I'm approaching integration, generally, when people come to Vajrayoga or come on my workshops, wherever I go, they are experienced. So they know the mindfulness of breathing. They've been practicing the mindfulness of breathing and the other basic practices that we teach in Tri Ratna. And my concern is to check that people are actually experiencing, for instance, in the case of mindfulness of breathing, they are actually experiencing the breath and not partly making it up mentally, making up their experience mentally. I will do some exercises on the first day in which I just take people into that. But what's really, really important is to realize that the mindfulness of breathing is a body meditation. The breath isn't something separate from our body experience. It is part of our body experience. So my concern in terms of this theme, the dynamic mandala, is not so much to go into the mindfulness of breathing, but to go more into our experience of the body and just discovering more what our body actually is. Yeah. Now, for me, for many years, I thought meditation was all about the mind. And when I heard about people teaching body-based meditation, it was like, oh, that sounds a bit boring. But I've woken up to the fact that the body is absolutely fundamental to meditation. And so I'm just going into this in an embodied way, the whole thing, but particularly with integration, which is where we start with the body. Mind and body, we tend to sort of see things in dualistic terms. Well, we do. I mean, that's a way of talking about the nature of not being awake, not being enlightened. We see things dualistically, we see things separately. But we do tend to identify, and I think this is especially true of, you know, what we might call Western culture, we tend to identify very much with the mind. I want to emphasize that there is nothing wrong with the mind. We're not trying to obliterate the mind or get rid of it. But the mind, it tends to be, well, you could say it's out of control. Not that we're trying to control it, but it's just like it runs amok. It just goes on and on. We've got this term proliferation, mental proliferation, which is obsessive thought. It's emotionally driven thought, which is very, very painful. But most people can't stop. Now, that's one reason why people come to meditation, because they want a bit of peace of mind. Now, that's all very well, but if you just sit, even if you hear the instructions for the mindfulness of breathing, if you just sit there and try and experience the breathing from the perspective of the mind, you won't actually experience the breathing. You'll experience an idea about the breathing. And this is something that I will go into in the form of a short exercise during the retreat. We need to experientially discover that, well, there are all these other sense fields apart from the mind. The mind, in Buddhist terms, is a sense field. And as I say, we're not trying to get rid of the mind any more than we're trying to get rid of hearing or smelling or tasting or any other faculty that we have. But we're recognizing, and this is one of the fundamental insights of Buddhism, that the suffering that we give rise to for ourselves comes from the mind. it doesn't come from the body. The body experiences pleasure and pain and so on, but all of our proliferation about it is what makes it far worse. So it's really important to experientially know the difference between mind and body. And that's really where the whole thing starts.